faces. Yes. Oh, nice face. Now we can eat. This in peace. No. Not in peace, precious. For precious is lost. Yes, lost. Dirty hobbits. Nasty hobbits. Gone and left us. And precious is gone. Throttle them, precious. Throttle them all.
Spiegel.
Nice fifth, is it?
Spiegel. Come quickly, Spiegel. Men will kill you if they find you here. Come quickly, we are in danger.
Oh, no. Not nice, Master. Please, first Spiegel goes with new friends. Master can't wait. Spiegel hasn't finished.
Spiegel, there's no time for all that. Precious will be angry. I shall take Precious and say, make him swallow bones and choke.
Nice, Master. Nice hobbit. Come back to poor Smeagol. Good Smeagol comes. Let's go quickly. Yes, yes.
Now, we must go up the stream. Oh. I can't leave Sam. Yeah. But you're not safe yet. I will save you, but you must trust me.
We must trust Master.
Yes. Why not go away at once?
I told you, Smeagol. Now, go on. Or Precious will be angry. That's it. Come on.
Something's there. Wicked Master! Trixie! Roll Spiegel!
Hold still! I will stick yours full of pins as a hedgehog. Tie him up.
No! Don't hurt him if you can help it. He'll be quieter if you don't. Oh, Spiegel, they won't hurt you.
They are!
I'll go with you, and you shall come to no harm. Now trust Master.
False Master!
Ah, set him down. Let's have a look at you.
Lose us. The cord hurts us. Yes, it does. It hurts us. And we've done nothing.
Nothing? Tonight you have come where it is death to come. The fish of this pool are dearly bought.
Don't want fish.
The price is not set on fish. Only to come here and look on the pool bears the penalty of death. I have spared you so far at the prayer of Frodo, but you must also satisfy me. Cut him loose.
Now, Smeagol, you must trust me. I will not desert you. Now, answer truthfully if you can.
Come hither. Look in my eyes. Do you know the name of this place? Have you been here before?
We doesn't know. And we doesn't want to know.
Never came here. Never come again.
I believe you. What oath will you swear never to return?
Master knows.
Smeagol promises to Precious. Promises faithfully never to come again. Never. Speak now. Never. Precious, no.
Are you satisfied, Frodo?
Yes. You will get no more from him. And I promised him that if he came with me, he should not be harmed. I would not be proved faithless.
Then I surrender him to you. As for you, Frodo, I declare you free in the realm of Gondor to the furthest of its ancient bounds. But tell me, whither would you go?
Where my guide leads me. He said that there is, or there may be, a path near to Minas Ithil. A path that climbs up into the mountains.
Do you know the name of that high pass?
No.
It is called Cirith Ungol. Is not that its name?
No.
Yes.
We heard the name once, yes. But what does the name matter? Master says he must get in. There is no other way to try.
No other way. There is some dark terror that dwells in the high passes. If Cirith Ungol is named, old men and masters of law will blanch and fall silent. Frodo, do not go there.
The time came for Frodo and Sam to set out. The cool morning air was fresh and sweet about them, and they were in haste to depart. But Faramir drew them aside for one last counsel.
Frodo, I think you do very unwisely in this. I do not think you should go with that creature. He is wicked.
Not altogether wicked.
Not wholly, perhaps, but malice eats him like a canker. He will lead you to no good.
I have promised many times to take him under my protection and to go where he lay. You would not ask me to break faith with him.
No, but my heart would. I do not think you are holden to follow him to Cirith Ungol, of which he has told you less than he knows. It is a place of sleepless malice, full of lidless eyes. Do not go that way.
But where else would you direct me? I mean, you cannot guide me to the mountains nor over them. But over the mountains I am bound to go by a solemn undertaking. If I turn back, where then shall I go among elves and men? Would you have me come to Gondor with this thing that drove your brother mad with desire?
Oh.
Faramir, what spell would it work in Minas Tirith? Would it not bring evil and decay, as Sauron brought evil to Minas Ithil, your twin city that was once so fair, and turned it into the horror that is Minas Morgul? Shall there be two cities of Minas Morgul, grinning at each other across a dead land filled with rottenness?
I would not have it so.
Then what would you have me do?
I know not. It is a hard doom. And a hopeless errand. I do not hope to see you again on any other day under the sun. But you shall go now with my blessing upon you and upon all your people.
Oh, dear Faramir.
Farewell.
Farewell.
At the rising of the sun, Gandalf and Pippin came at last to Minas Tirith, and passed through the seven gates of the city to the court of the fountain.
A withered tree. Why leave a dead tree in the courtyard when everything else is so well tended?
Don't you remember the rhyme I spoke to you?
Seven stars and seven stones and one white tree. Uh-huh. But it isn't white. It's dead and broken and black.
It died with the 21st steward of Gondor. And no sapling could be found to replace it.
But why leave it there?
Because it is a descendant of Nimloth, the white tree of Numenor, which Sauron burned on the altar of the temple of Armenelos. For Isildur stole the fruit from that tree, and from it grew the white tree of Gondor.
Yes, but why leave it
there? No more questions, Peregrine Took. We must go before Denethor, and be careful of your words. Denethor is not a kindly old man like Theoden. He's proud and subtle, a man of far greater lineage and power, though he is not called a king. But he will speak most to you and question you much, since you can tell him of his son Boromir. He loved him greatly, too much perhaps. But under cover of his love, he will think it easier to learn what he wishes from you rather than from me.
Really?
Do not tell him more than you need. Leave quiet the matter of Frodo's errand.
Well, of course.
And say nothing about Aragorn. Unless you must.
Why not? What's wrong with Strider? He'll be arriving here himself soon anyway.
Maybe, maybe. Though if he comes, it is likely to be in some way no one expects. Not even Denethor, who sees much. At least he should come unheralded by us.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I don't understand.
If you hadn't passed your time in the Shire bird-nesting and playing truant, you might have known that Denethor is only steward. He holds the office in the name of the king until he shall return.
Yes.
But it is long since men believed that the king would truly return. It's scarcely wise, when bringing the news of the death of his heir to a mighty lord, to speak overmuch of one who will claim the kingship.
Kingship?
Yes.
But I didn't know Strider.
If you've walked all these days with closed ears and mind asleep, wake up now.
Yes, Gandalf.
Come.
Hail, lord and steward of Minas Tirith, Denethor, son of Ecthelion. I am come with counsel and tidings in a dark hour.
Dark indeed is the hour, and at such times you are wont to come, Mithrandir.
But though all the signs forebode that the doom of Gondor is drawing nigh, less now to me is that darkness than my own darkness. It has been told to me that you bring with you one who saw my son die. Is this he?
It is. One of the twain. The other is with Theoden of Rohan and may come after. Halflings, but this is not he of whom the omen spoke.
Yet a halfling still. And little love do I bear the name since those accursed words came to trouble our countryside and drew away my son on a wild errand to his death. My Boromir, now we have need of you. Faramir should have gone in his stead.
He would have gone. Be not unjust in your grief. Boromir claimed the errand and would not suffer any other to have it. But you speak of his death. You have had news of that ere we came?
I have received this.
That's the horn that Boromir always wore.
Verily. And in my turn I bore it, and so did each eldest son of our house, far back in the vanished years before the failing of the kings. I heard it blowing dim upon the northern marches 13 days ago, and the river brought it to me, broken. What say you to that, halfling?
13 days. That would be so. I stood beside him when he blew the horn. But no help came. Only more orcs.
Why did no help come? And how did you escape, and yet he did not, so mighty a man as he was, and only orcs to withstand him?
The mightiest man may be slain by one arrow. And Boromir was pierced by many. I swooned and was made captive. He died to save us, my kinsman Meriadoc and myself, waylaid in the woods by the soldiers of the Dark Lord.
A bitter sacrifice.
Little service, no doubt, will so great a lord of men think to find in a hobbit. Yet, such as it is, I will offer it in payment of my debt.
Once again it is shown that looks may belie the man or the halfling. I accept your service, for you are not daunted by words and you have courteous speech. We shall have need of all folk of courtesy, be they great or small, in the days to come.